Humans, today's episode was brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the easiest way to create a beautiful website, blog, or online store for you and your ideas. Squarespace features an elegant interface, beautiful templates, and incredible 24/7 customer support. Try Squarespace at squarespace.com and enter offer code IMPROV. That's the word IMPROV. At checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace. Build it beautiful.
Improv for Humans, live at PodFest.
All right, welcome to Improv for Humans. This is me, Matt Besser. There's Matt Walsh and Ian Roberts. Hey, guys. Thanks for being here tonight.
Hi, everybody.
What a classy joint. I hear this is their first show here, guys. We're breaking it in.
Really?
How ironic.
This is, I've never taken a room's virginity before.
Oh, yeah? Is it tight?
No. I think it must have experimented with crowds.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty loose.
Like it put crowds in itself before it got a true virgin room.
Not a true virgin room, right?
Like its hymen is broken.
Okay.
Yeah.
This room's hymen.
But it hasn't.
Broken.
This is the first time.
It's like a porno virgins. They're not really virgins.
Yeah. Or an anal virgin.
There we go. This is a great start to the show.
Well, this is exactly what the show is.
Yeah.
It doesn't get different.
Yeah.
I have something I'd like to speak about, if you don't mind.
All right. Welcome to Improv for Humans.
Can we
improvise off of whatever this is?
You probably could. Have you noticed that some places have the wash your hands thing, and it's like kind of snarky?
Where?
It's the government. Well, this bathroom had it, and it says California state law and common decency requires that you wash your hands, which implies that they're talking to someone that wasn't going to wash their hands. I don't know if it needs to be a reprimand. It's supposed
maybe
to be.
They think certain people are just trying to fuck the man. They're like anarchists.
Oh, like, so they wouldn't wash their hands to get...
Yo, man.
Because they don't want the government...
You going to wash your hands? I see you're about to wash your hands.
Yeah, I wash my hands.
Like the fucking state of California wants you to?
No, I mean, mostly because I'm going to go eat my food after this.
So. Oh, that's what you're just saying, huh?
No.
Scared you're going to get busted?
No, I don't think that's why most people wash their hands. I think that's just...
Then why do they put these laws up everywhere? Why do you need to wash your hands? You piss all over your hands?
No. I have thought about that before, yeah, but I'm pretty clean.
Why?
Down there.
Exactly, man. We just blindly thought. Why? How did you just hold your dick?
In all, I don't know if I want to have this conversation with you.
Hey, you guys. This is a single bathroom. We can't have more than one person in here.
Why don't you get the fuck out of here?
Well,
then?
Are you doing cocaine? Is what I'm suspecting.
No.
You don't need to have two people in a single bathroom.
I kind of want to get to the bottom of this
man.
With him.
You
if you don't
believe
mind.
This,
are you making out? I'm not sure what's going on.
We're
in
having
here.
A discussion about whether I'm washing my hands because the government is making me or because I have a personal desire to.
Could you have that discussion outside the bathroom?
We could.
Sure, but before we do, how do you hold your dick when you're taking a piss? Just be honest.
You want me to
answer
that?
I'm a lefty. I'm a lefty, so I use my left hand.
But where do you hold it, sir?
Where?
Do you pinch the end? Do you do a full five-finger grip?
I'd say it's further away from the end so it doesn't splatter on my fingers.
Further away from the end.
Yeah, in the middle?
So it droops down unless you have a boner.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I would pee into my hand if I used a five-finger grip.
Really?
Yeah.
See what the man's trying to make you do?
No, I don't think the man... Look, sometimes, I got to say, in all honesty... When I shake it at the end, a little bit of spatter might get on my hands. So
it also great. Might flip up in your hair. You washing your hair?
I don't great. Shake it that hard.
This
I
sounds
guess I
resolved.
Got more to work
this
with.
Sounds resolved. We really need to get out of here. You guys need to get out of the bathroom.
Can I ask what your stake is in this?
I'm the manager. Yeah, I'm the manager of the restaurant.
And when did you notice?
Well, I noticed whenever there's two people in the bathroom, they're either doing graffiti, cocaine, or having sex.
Well,
so we have
a one. You got a third one now. You got a fourth. I mean,
talking about government versus decency. What is the conversation?
Please don't. Put
why
it
do
that
you
way.
Feel you? Let's ask the man. Why do you feel you have
I'm
to
put
this
I'm not the man.
Law?
I'm the manager.
In this case, you are the man. You're trying to kick us out of a restroom.
Why
did
you put
about-
this of all the laws to put up in here? Why do you feel it's so necessary?
It's a health department requirement. We have to put it in every bathroom that's open to the public and to the employees, for that matter.
Do you see them in every bathroom?
not the snarky one, but I had a problem with the wording of this. It's a little bit presumptuous.
It presumes common decency.
It presumes that people were not going to. I don't mind that you have to put it letter of the
law.
It's
accusing you of a crime that you before you've even.
Yeah, well, yeah. Common decency. Have a little consideration.
You know, okay, like, I just want to be honest with you and let you know something. While you were just talking to him, I shaked a little droplet of pee-pee on you. And you had no idea, and I could have just walked out of here, but I'm just telling you to let you know you're covered in pee-pee all the time. So don't worry about washing it off because the man's telling you to.
You made a small point. You did not make the point that I'm covered in pee-pee.
You definitely have a droplet right now where you have no idea where it is. No idea.
Well, that's not the case when I pee myself. It's because you attacked me with a droplet of pee.
There's
normally, I would assume the pee is probably somewhere in my waist area.
You're right.
There's a lot more airborne urine and fecal matter in our world than you would think.
God, yes.
You realize that you're continuing with this conversation. You were so desperate for us to move
hallway. Well, no, I'm stuck. I have to
lock the door behind it. What happened?
Till the conversation's over, it sounds like you guys aren't going to leave.
And thus started the bottle episode. And scene, folks, that's how it works, kind of. There was some talking in the middle of it, so let's just get a suggestion from the audience so you feel like we're incorporating what you want.
Yeah,
Give us a word.
We had a great written scene about pee droplets. We should
throw that sketch out.
Did you say confetti?
Yes, I did.
Okay, confetti.
You know, that's something they used to have ticker tape parades was fairly common in New York City. And I don't think they've had a ticker tape parade in decades.
I think the soccer team, the women's soccer team got a nice.
Oh, so fairly recently?
Heroes Canyon or whatever they call that down there. Mm-hmm.
And wasn't the ticker, wasn't that Wall Street, it was the actual that ticker tapes.
So now what do they do?
Now I think they have to go shred up paper on purpose.
Well, I went to a taping of one of those like American Idol type shows here in Hollywood because I have friends in show business. And we took the kids to see.
Oh, you always get this into
your
conversations.
We took the kids to see So You Think You Can Dance, the finale. And when the person won.
You took the kids. Not that you're not interested in it.
This season, I'm not. I didn't follow it this season. But sometimes I do follow that show. It's great. And they had these four confetti cannons that are so loud, and they shoot like Mylar squares, like really modern version of confetti. Uh-huh. And there was so much confetti, I was afraid like somebody would like inhale one and choke to death.
It was like very dad worry.
It was thick with confetti, and it was like that's what they do for confetti now.
Commander, we're all out of conventional shells, but we do have one weapon left.
What's that?
Well, it's the long-range confetti cannon.
The one we use when we have strippers come and perform.
That's right. The one you said to save to the end of the war, but I'm afraid until we get backup supplies, it's the only weapon we have left. We can violently celebrate at our enemy.
I'm not sure what practical effect this will have. Can we blind the enemy with the confetti?
Possibly for a few minutes. Maybe we can convince him the war is over.
That's actually a I'm sorry.
Viable?
Yes.
My mother used confetti in your throat?
My mother used to hit me when I said the word viable.
Oh.
So sometimes I stutter. Yes. I want all of the men. Let's have half the men dressed as women.
Okay.
I want the other ones kissing them like they're celebrating with their significant others.
So we'll get the skinny ones so they can be lifted up into the air.
Yes. Have 10% of the men lift their back leg up like that 1940s picture in Times Square.
I understand. Not everyone would look odd.
Yes.
Look oddly choreographed.
And then fire the confetti cannon. Right. It's becoming a fairly small part of this plan the more I get into it. Everybody on deck.
We cut to the barracks. People rehearsing celebration songs. All right. So the commander really wants us to look like the war's over for sure, okay?
Like that Times Square photo.
Right. That's all we got right now is the Times Square photo, though. Does anyone else have any?
Let's just keep practicing kissing. I think it's a great idea.
Well, we could embrace, certainly.
No, kiss. It's got to look real.
All right.
We cut to the the enemy commander looking through some binoculars and seeing this.
What is this?
So they're celebrating. Is the war over?
It must be. Look at all the 10% of the women are lifting their back legs.
At least.
Those aren't women. They're men dressed as women most
no,
of the time.
How do you know?
Very discerning. I am attracted to every one of those women. It would not be possible if they were men.
Perhaps you're right, Commander.
Perhaps it is a holiday of some sort. We are jumping to conclusions.
No, the war is over.
And scene, folks. That's how it works. Confetti led to that. Right now I'm looking at my Twitter because I asked our listeners of Improv for Humans for some intro questions. And I'm not... Okay, there we go. All right, you guys ready? You ready for a
this
question?
This is the future right now. These questions are actually coming in on Twitter.
This
couldn't have happened a decade ago.
Like you couldn't correspondence, have immediate correspondence
from
people
across
all
the
over
world.
The world. Yeah. That is true.
That's true. You guys freaking out.
We don't know where these questions could be coming from. Someone sitting on the toilet. They could be.
I'm sure there's a higher percentage than you think. Yeah.
It could be someone parachuting if they're close enough to the ground.
Driving and texting.
Driving and someone might die while they.
Their last
provide
tweet.
A question. They had that. You see that horrible story about the woman?
Oh, are you really going to bring this up?
I didn't see that story.
She tweeted something about, I'm having the best day of my life.
Oh, no. Something. Her last tweet?
Yeah.
And then she got in a car accident?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
You ever get on one of these wormholes on the internet? If you look at one story on mine's AOL because I'm 90 years old, but if you click on one thing about a kid, something horrible happening to a kid,
they ever
have
do that.
900 stories about people
and they
putting
think you're into it, so you'll get little ads for depressing kid stories.
Yeah. A collection of depressing children's
stories. I'm consistently offered to buy dog cages to put a kid in and feed him minimal amounts of food.
Or radiator handcuffs.
Oh, child abuse humor.
It's the wormhole for comedy.
All right, you ready for a question?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay.
From Twitter? Is Twitter up?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's see here. I'm just getting comments, not questions. What is the best / worst thing to happen to you at a concert? So I guess that's either or. It's weird they say / because that makes me think of going to a concert with Matt Walsh here. We almost got in a fight at a McDonald's.
What happened?
After the show.
Drunk to the bejesus. We went to see Guns N' Roses at Alpine Valley. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Axl Rose, still alive. Well, he's still alive now. I feel like he's dead. I feel
you
like
mean
he's
he was
time
skinny.
Travel,
so you think
away.
When people get fat, they may as well be dead.
Well, he's off the map. He made Chinese democracy and went away.
While he was still alive.
And we got super drunk. Great show. He had a broken foot. Remember that? He had a foot cast, and he was still doing the show.
Hey, by the way, seriously, was it like young Axl Rose?
Yeah, they were in their heyday.
This is the height.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah,
and he came out like 2 hours late, as he was prone to do. It was crazy.
And then I don't know what happened, but we were drinking and probably driving on the way home. And we stopped at McDonald's. And I think you started it.
No! Why is this become about me? It was
I'm pretty
you
sure.
Two. I don't even
I was
think I
with
was
you. I was with you in line, but there was some scuffle with a guy in line, correct?
You're the one that started this one. I start
Tell
most
me,
fights.
Please, please remind me. I don't remember. My memory is you started it, but I could be wrong.
You were in the middle of it. I think you started it.
What happened?
I don't know. Oh. I can't remember.
How drunk were you guys?
Really drunk. Foggy.
I just remember us did we step outside and then just run away? Like, it got to the point where, let's go. And then we both realized.
I felt
realized,
righteous, whatever the story was. I didn't feel guilty.
Probably
in
was
that
someone
story.
Bumping into someone and say, hey, man, did you bump into me?
Okay, we cut to a courtroom where these two guys. I'm sorry, sir. I don't remember what happened, but I know that I was right. That
I
was
cannot
my I have a firm memory of being correct.
I cannot dismiss this case on your intuitive feeling that you were justified in this assault.
Your Honor, my memory was being indignant at this man's behavior.
you have a memory of indignation, but of no particulars.
As he says that, me. I don't remember anything we said to each other, but I remember being so confident in what I said that I looked down my nose at him. I have a clear perspective of looking down my nose in a snooty way.
You two may both have the same medical condition.
I felt
you apparently can remember feelings.
I had a sense of righteousness which stayed with me for hours after the event.
Oh, I had like jihad holy righteousness. Like it was,
I had
God jihad. God was supporting me.
I'm going to offer up a possibility.
I had the confidence of a beheading video, Your Honor.
Don't ever use that analogy in my courtroom.
I would never do that, but you know how arrogant...
Are you saying you would never behead unless you were completely sure about something?
I would
something?
Never do that, but those people who do that feel like they're one with God.
Gentlemen, you seem to have very much the same feeling about this encounter. Is it possible there's a third party that you both aggressed upon?
I don't remember.
I am dismissing this case.
He should go to jail.
You don't know what he said to me? What did he say? Please tell me.
I don't know. I know there was exclamation points if it had been written down.
He might have said, surprise!
What?
I'm just saying, all you remember is there was an exclamation.
Don't say surprise. I was in that battle with the confetti cannon. I still have flashbacks anytime someone says surprise.
That was a dark time for
young
our country.
Young man, I thank you for your service to our
thank
country.
Thank you. And scene, folks. Okay, you want another question? Go ahead.
Absolutely want another question.
Okay. Let's see here. Fuck, everyone's just giving me football questions.
Football?
Just like who? Should I fantasy or something?
Oh my God. And these are your Improv for Human fans?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I guess there's a game on something.
They know that improvisers know who's good in sports.
Oh, yeah. Let's see here. There's all about concerts, too.
What you keep searching, I'm going to ask the audience for questions.
Yeah,
this is too much of a pause.
Okay,
we were asked if we have actually. I did top-notch science projects, but as are all top-notch science projects done by a fourth to sixth grader, they were done by my father. I actually won the Hudson County Science Fair.
What? Your father won.
I suppose. My parents would disagree with this, but he was very involved, okay? I did know the subject by the end, but he would always have the initial idea. He'd help me with it. That one was about crystal growth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was one of my best, but that's the one they really took to.
So you grew some crystals.
I grew some crystals. I made some electricity with some crystals. I drew pictures of the crystals I made.
You not only grew crystals, you powered something with them.
Yeah, because they line up, something about the way that the atoms of a crystal line up. If you bang it with a hammer, it'll make a light bulb light up.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you grow crystals?
You make a saturated solution. I remember this. And then you put a string in the saturated solution.
And the crystals grow on the string?
And the crystal forms on the string. And depending on what you've dissolved in the solution, you get different shaped crystals. And I suppose... But for the longest time, that was the thing my mother was proudest of that I did in the world. And my mom is very proud, and she likes to talk out loud to you about your accomplishment with someone else around. Well, you won the Hudson County Science Fair, and it would be, and the person online would sort of, oh, did you win the Hudson County Science Fair? He did. He was, that's nice. Nice to have your mom. But I remember my dad does this to me. He has a few things, you know, all the things we've done over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the things I've done, he has three things he's insanely enthusiastic about. But of course that makes me think that everything else is kind of just okay. But these things, he'll talk to me again and again, and it kind of feels good. But the fact that it's so repetitive and it's these same things, it's like, yeah, okay. I feel, Dad, I appreciate it. If you're listening to this, Dad, I do appreciate that you enjoy those three things so much.
You got to have a top three. Maybe that's what it is. You haven't pushed anything out of the top three yet.
Yeah.
We cut to a couple of weeks after the apocalypse. The electric grid is down. There's no power. Survivors are finding places to congregate, and I run into – guys,
yeah.
I think I found a solution. I brought this guy – what's your name, Ian Roberts?
My name is Ian Roberts, yes.
When he was in the sixth grade.
Save us.
He won the Hudson County Science Fair, and he says he knows a way to power back up everything.
First of all, let me explain how this came about. I didn't offer this up. I was standing in a bread and water line with this man, and my mother brought up, wouldn't it be great if you could make electricity like you did when you won the sixth grade?
Guy, we have a guy here who can make electricity.
Not necessarily.
Stop building shelter.
Hold
on. Stop building shelter.
Please. Continue to build shelter.
Stop digging for water.
Stop looking for water.
Look, even if I can provide
gather around
some electricity, we'll still need water.
I just ran up. I just caught some food, but I let it go. I heard about the electricity.
Oh, God. He dragged me here before he told me what he was so excited about. Now, here's the thing. When I made electricity, and I didn't... It was,
you can make electricity?
No, stop!
He's making electricity!
Please, power our generator. Power our generator.
You know a flash? You know what a flashlight light bulb looks like? You know those little light bulbs?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
A
murmur goes through the crowd that's gathering. Yes.
I know what it looks like too.
We could go hunting at night. We could go hunting at night.
This isn't supposed to make you enthusiastic. I'm trying to gently let you down.
He's gonna make a giant flashlight.
I'm not.
Indoor lighting.
What I was once capable of, which I no longer remember how to do, is to light for 1 second a flashlight light bulb by smashing a crystal with a hammer.
Quickly, get him a crystal.
What?
A hammer. I have a hammer. Sledgehammer.
Get a big hammer. We have
a
lot of people here.
Get a big hammer. So everyone runs to get hammers.
Clank, clonk.
They put hammers at his
clonk,
feet. No one knows how to make a crystal, so it's just a big pile of hammers.
The hammer.
Please,
look,
my father, he needs the generator to
What if
power.
We do this? What if we just throw all these hammers in a pile, throw some gasoline on them, and just light them, and we'll have some heat and some light for, I don't know, an hour or so.
I see what's going on here. He is blackmailing us for his scale.
No, I'm not.
Need virgins, not the fake kind. Real virgins.
Hold
on. How many do you want, sir?
Name your price.
Hey, these don't have to be virgins. But are you saying you're going to give me some women?
Sure. How many you want, you
if
asshole?
If you create power.
You demon.
I don't know.
Keeping your power 10, from us.
10 women, but I have to look at them and know they never would have had sex with me before the apocalypse.
Why is that important, that they've never had sex with you?
No, I want that they would not have, that they would
out
have turned
of your
me
league?
Down.
Is
exactly.
That what you mean?
I want women out of my league.
I understand.
Don't give me a bunch of girls I could have had sex with before the apocalypse.
Anyone feels that he was out of their league and women to solve.
Hey, stop it.
All right.
No, all of you walk forward.
All
that's
of them.
Ridiculous. You, for instance, that's crazy. You get to the back. All right. Well, let
we
me.
Cut to him after fucking the first woman. It only takes like a minute. That's it? You better make some good power. We don't need the other 9.
I'll need a crystal.
Come out of the copulation tent.
Where's our power?
Did you have a copulation tent before this all came up?
No.
And if so, why?
We just built it for you.
Oh, my God. It's a misuse of resources. Please, go back to looking for water and making shelter. Please.
It's too late. You already got your virgin. Give us power.
Get me whatever kind of crystal it was.
You make the crystal. We don't know how to make it. How do you make it? Something about with a string?
You'd put something like salt into water, and you heat it up, and you mix it.
And we see a montage of him going through that and the whole everyone from the county gathering around him like he's a genius. Oh. Look, he's sticking the string in the
you
water.
You do it to the point where you can't dissolve any more salt into the water, and it sits at the bottom no matter how much you stir it or heat it.
People are passing this information on to others and writing it down.
This will be our civilization. Write it down.
Write it down. This information is being put on paper and Pony Express taking it across the land.
Send it to all survivors.
Let everyone know.
I haven't told you.
He is our messiah. He is our technology messiah.
Now you have to hang a string in it.
You should have said that earlier.
Get the
before
pony
we
back.
Set the ponies
You're
up.
The guys that are getting ahead of everything. And now we have
someone go get the ponies. They only have half the solution.
Send a pony after the pony.
Why don't you hungry people eat the pony?
What?
Horse meat's terrible.
Murmur. Horse meat? Why should we believe him now?
Why is this woman up front again? Go to the back.
And scene. Humans. We're only human. As humans, we don't use our brains fully. Have you seen the show Limitless? Unless you have one of those special Limitless pills. We can't use all of our brains. So I don't know how to code. Give me the Limitless pill, and then I won't need a place like Squarespace, but I don't have Limitless pill, and you probably don't either. So you got to use Squarespace, because it makes building a website easy, because it's tough. We know that. We're not coders. We're not Mr. Robots. I think all my references come from television. Squarespace provides simple, powerful, beautiful website that looks like a professional did it. But there's no coder, there's no nerd doing it, it's you. You're the only nerd doing it. They got intuitive, easy-to-use tools so you can create your own website without having some nerd over at your apartment. And you know you can trust Squarespace for your website needs because millions of people are doing this. Some of the most respected brands in the world trust in them. If they can, you can. Come on, humans. Seriously, you can't beat the ease, the simplicity of Squarespace, 24/7 online support, beautiful website, $8 a month. That's it. That's it. A little more than a cup of coffee at my favorite place. Free domain if you buy Squarespace for a year. What are you waiting for? Start a trial with no credit card required and start building your website today. Sign up for Squarespace. Use the offer code IMPROV to get 10% off your first purchase and to show your support for Improper Humans. Come on, humans. Squarespace. Build it beautiful. That was crazy. Let's get a suggestion, a word from the audience again.
Autocorrect.
Okay.
Autocorrect, I don't have the specific story.
Autocorrect is not a friend to improv, that's for sure.
You get a lot of weird stuff on your...
It makes it improve.
There's
a lot of articles about improve that I've been a part of.
I'm having a problem right now. I just got a new phone, an iPhone 6. And it... for some reason, all of my wife's data and my data have come together. So every time I send a text, I receive the text instantly. It tells me I have a new text. And I look, and it's my text sent to me. And Katie has me as her emergency – what is it? Emergency
contact. ICE.
ICE.
Yeah.
So all my texts are going out as ICE Ian Roberts, like I've got a nickname.
In case of emergency.
Yeah, but so I've got her contact, and so when I send something – it's going out as Ice Ian Roberts, and it's driving me nuts.
Yeah.
It sounds like
that reminds me of the time we pranked Vanilla Ice.
Ah, yes.
This is when he was on his first kind of comeback tour. I don't know how many he's had, but he was redoing his image. He was like metal. I think he had a metal band or something.
Mm-hmm.
So he was being all, can we get a couple of waters? He wasn't being all, he was trying to be hard ass, I guess is the way I'm trying to say it. And it was after his big record release party. And if you don't know the characters from our show, the Tate brothers, we had these, Walsh and I did these really crazy characters who are from some ambiguous European country who had, Jesus, I'm losing it, blonde dreadlocks.
And like matador vests with embroidery on
no
them.
No shirts on.
And then skin, no fat, a lot of fatness involved.
Flame tights
and kiss boots.
Yeah, giant
rock and roll kiss boots.
Platform boots
and sunglasses.
And we were just outrageous. And we'd go up to nightclubs. We did a whole night of fucking around with a hidden camera. We're going up to nightclubs, going straight to the front of the most popular nightclubs, just going, let us in. We are the Tate brothers. And people going, who the fuck are you? Get the hell out of here. So we eventually made it to the Vanilla Ice record release party, and we insisted on getting back. We're like, we're the Tate brothers. We are famous. We're world famous entertainers. We want to speak to our friend Vanilla Ice. And we kept getting pushed back till we were back in the back. I think it was CBGB's.
It was
actually
CBGB's, yeah.
In the back of CB's with Vanilla Ice and his huge bodyguard. And we had a Vanilla Ice doll with us. And our goal was to get him to autograph it. And he was so, and it was not the image of the doll he was currently at, or the image he was currently having.
We were reminding him of his
past. So we came back there with him. Hello, Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby, give us your autograph. And were you back there with us? He was so
I was there as the
fucking
manager. He was the manager.
Right. We're abusing you the whole time. Gary, get us autograph from Vanilla.
That was one thing. Then we went to an after party even. Oh, and bothered him yet more, and that's where we got kicked out by the bodyguards. Yeah, you're out of here.
Space. Yeah, I remember him saying, he needs space. He got in our face, and he goes, give him space. Space. I remember that word. Space, fellas. Space.
So you guys can come back into the VIP, but you need to give the VIP space. Do you understand that?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Okay. Do you know anyone back here?
No, we're just big fans.
Big fans of who? Which VIP?
Tom Stoppard. The playwright.
We only came to this playwright conference to see Tom.
He's a genius.
I'll be honest, at this club,
Sam Shekberg can kiss my ass.
Fuck David Mamet.
Okay, easy, guys.
He's garbage. Is he here? I got some words for him.
Usually on most nights we have...
Romulus Linney can lick my asshole.
Guys, you think I'm going to let you back here talking all violent like this?
You just said...
We're here to see...
Tom Stoppard.
Yeah, we're going
to
be completely
civil. But I can't have people going nuts back here.
Stoppard.
We will definitely be nice to Tom Stoppard.
Your playwright groupies?
Yeah.
No, not in general. We love Tom Stoppard.
Tom Stoppard's amazing.
I'm not a huge play guy. What did he write?
Oh, my God. Really?
Come on.
Really? Look him up.
Yeah.
Look
Do yourself
up.
A favor. If you're going to work a playwright festival, you should at least know the people you're dealing with.
All right. Well, this is a nightclub hosting one of their parties.
The play he did at Lincoln Center that was two nights of 4 hours each. Do you remember that play?
Probably the most amazing
Tom Stoppard play.
Most amazing moment in modern theater history.
Okay, guys, stop looking up Tom Stoppard plays.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
I just can't have you going nuts back there. So they make their way in back to Mr. Stoppard.
Is this enough space? Are we far enough away from Mr. Stoppard?
Just no closer, please. He's just at that table.
It's like 20 feet.
Can we say hi?
Like 20
even?
Feet. Yeah. Can we just.
Guys, he just. Tom. It's his night and he's just sitting with some New York Times critics.
Look, most people don't give a crap about playwrights. I'm sure he'd be happy for us to come up and let him know how much we enjoy his work.
Okay, please don't say that to him.
Hey, here's something you should know about Tom Stoppard.
Stop hanging out with me, guys. Just.
Well, I'm just saying.
Just manage the room. All right. Why are you showing me a map?
I probably love him more.
What's your favorite Tom play?
Are you challenging me? You think
no.
I don't love him?
No.
I love him more than his first wife, Josie Engel. I love him more than his second wife, Miriam Stoppard. I love him more than his third wife, who he's currently married to, Sabrina Guinness.
That's me.
Oh. Hi, Sabrina.
Who is that?
How are your children, Oliver, Barnaby, William, and Ed?
Hey, guys.
He's really a fan. He's really a fan.
Why is the thing you're listing the family and ex-wives?
To prove that we're fans of every aspect of his life.
Yes.
You can't even name a
I'm
play.
Not just...
Published works? You mean his published works? Are you saying we don't know his published works?
Of course I know. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead?
We cut over to the table. Oh, what are they doing over there? Please, gentlemen, if you'd like to meet me, you can step forward. Just stop.
Can we get within 20 feet?
Stop the ruckus.
Amazing.
I
can't tell you, when I first saw the real Inspector Hound, I almost lost my mind.
That's one of my early works. Thanks a lot,
Jumpers,
guys.
Transvestites, 15-minute Hamlet. How do you do Hamlet in 15 minutes?
That blew
minutes?
Me away. You're
okay,
amazing.
Guys, I get it. You're
that
fans.
Blew me away.
No,
we're
going to
prove it.
They keep getting closer and closer. Wenham's gripping his shoulder.
I even love the real thing, even though a lot of people say that that's shit. I think they're idiots.
Yeah.
Your translation of the seagull is better than Chekhov's original.
Okay. Barely anyone saw that.
Well, I saw it a million times.
Excuse me. Can you please leave
us
alone?
Just give them your top three. Just give them your top three.
Look, Sabrina, back off. Give us our space while we're...
Just please, sir. You're stepping my wife's foot.
Sorry. Look, you've written prolifically in TV, radio, film, and stage.
Okay, now you're...
You found prominence with such plays as Arcadia, The Coast of Utopia.
All right, guys. And as he continues, a bouncer's pulling him out the back. All right, buddy.
Hey, come on. I like your movies, too. I love Brazil and Shakespeare in Love.
Brazil? Terry Gilliam's Brazil?
Yes.
Yeah, God damn it. You forgot
you
to write?
You remember writing the screenplay?
I wrote that?
What the hell's the matter with you?
Oh, no. Cool. Our hero has dementia.
How could the key playwright of the National Theater forget that he wrote Brazil?
We cut to them being thrown out in the alley. Ugh. And don't come back.
Wow. That guy should have stayed in Czechoslovakia where he was born. I wish he hadn't fled the Nazi occupation. Fuck Tom Stoppard now. Now I hate him.
And he continues. He's at home with his wife, just muttering in his sleep. Honey, go to sleep.
I don't know. He just thinks he's hot shit because he was educated in Nottingham and Yorkshire. Then he became a journalist.
He's your favorite playwright.
I'm just sick of him now. Him and his wife, Sabrina. Can go fuck themselves.
And see. Tom Stoppard, folks.
The preceding scene was done with the help of Wikipedia.
Nathan For You returns to Comedy Central. Nathan Fielder, the comedian who brought you Dumb Starbucks and Pig Saves Goat, is back with more outlandish ideas to help real small businesses. The new season is going to be his most ambitious yet. Nathan helps give horsey rides to the morbidly obese. He helps a hotel cater to sexually active parents, and he pulls off the most astonishing life transformation ever to be broadcast on television. You got to see it to believe it. Nathan For You premieres Thursday, October 15th, 10, 9 Central on Comedy Central or anytime on the Comedy Central app. All right.
It was educational for me.
What? I do like Tom Stoppard
too.
Stuff.
Yeah, I just couldn't
turns
pull
out.
It.
Andrew Steven asks, what happened the last time you were lost? Do you remember that?
Huh. Josie, do you remember the last time we were lost? My daughter's in the audience. I figure probably last time I was lost. That means I haven't been lost in 15 years. The last time I was lost.
Remember Thomas Guides? That was probably the last time.
Oh, I had a Lyft driver who was terrible. I ended up having to like pull it up on Waze and get to the airport.
I thought they all had that.
He had it, but
app.
He wasn't reading it correctly or something.
Oh, boy.
So I had to like get on my phone and get us to the airport.
So Lyft is the one with the mustache?
Lyft is the pink mustache.
And do you have to sit in front and do a hand bump when you get in?
I didn't know. I've never done that.
What's that about?
I've never
Am
done that.
Am I wrong, folks? I hear that they're like hippies. You gotta like have a party with them. They stop doing that?
I always sit in the back. They all drive Toyotas. Every single one of them has a Toyota of some kind. And they are like conversational. Yeah, they definitely
are. I just recently started doing the other one. What's it?
Uber.
And I was so taken with Uber. I think it's fantastic.
Lyft is just as great.
Oh, sure it is. But what I recommend is pay attention to this kind of rating about what the number of people are, ratio to drivers, because I was so taken when the whole time I was in San Francisco that I took an Uber to the airport and paid $120 to get to the airport because I was taking it at a high volume, low Uber availability.
The other thing is you have to rate them and they rate you.
Yep.
And then if you order like a Lyft and then cancel it within 5 minutes, your rating as a customer goes down. Did you know that? If you're a guy who does
that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to seat you at our restaurant.
There's tables that are available.
I understand, but you've been flagged as someone that's returned their food 3 times due to temperature.
Over the course of probably 5 years, I've been coming to this restaurant.
It's just your rating is a little low. I'd rather not
my
take the
rating?
Risk.
What are you talking about, my rating? I'm a very good customer at this restaurant. I've spent thousands of dollars here.
I'm part of the Friendly Entrepreneur Network. Uh-huh. We share information with each other about our businesses.
Okay.
And so when you pay with a credit card, they can also enter information about you.
So you've been rating me as a customer, and I didn't even
I
know
haven't.
That?
These were other restaurants. And apparently when you use
also,
it,
I'm getting...
when you've used a single bathroom, you've left it stinky even when there was air deodorizer in it. And that
they go
lowered...
into that much detail?
Anything that they felt... Oh, so you got a few good ratings. I mean, you out of
I'm a
five,
good tipper.
Out of a five, you have a 2.1.
Whoa, that's terrible.
That's the average. You've got you've got some fives in there, but you've got some straight out ones.
We cut to him at a gas station. I'm sorry, sir. You're gonna have to remove the nozzle.
I'm just
right now.
Are you out of gas?
Oh no. Who's ever heard of that? No.
That does happen.
That's weird. Maybe in the middle of the country. It's California, buddy.
Well,
anyway,
delivery day. Sometimes delivery day.
Okay.
You have to wait.
Well, your rating is going down and down.
My rating?
As we continue talking, yeah.
As a customer, you rate me?
You're known as a nozzle clicker. You're a guy who thinks you can get some extra gas out of it by banging it around, banging the nozzle around.
Everybody does that.
No,
once you stop,
only nozzle clickers.
You have every right to pay for any gas that's in that hose once you stop payment.
You're insane. There's no more gas. Maybe a
There's
droplet.
There's drops. Yeah, there are drops.
Yeah, you swing your dick around like that after you piss in the urinal?
I do. Shake it more than twice.
At another gas station. Sir,
hi.
I'm the owner of the station. I watched you fill up here. I'm not going to give you a bad rating, but what you're doing is insane. If it says that it's giving you the amount of gas you paid for, we're not hiding some in the nozzle. Don't click it and then tilt it at a different angle.
Where does that measurement happen? How far down the hose does it say?
Can I ask you something?
Do you know what I mean?
When you're done with a drink, do you wish you had a 6-inch tongue so you could lick the bottom of the glass?
Drinks are different. Sometimes I leave a drink with a little bit in there.
But I'm saying if you tilted it back and no more came out, wouldn't you accept the fact that you finished the drink?
Gasoline's different, and I know I'm not
alone. It's really not. It's really not. You look crazy to most people when you do that.
I spend 2 seconds clicking it.
Later,
and you tilted it.
Later at home with his wife, he's in between her legs. No, I'm sorry, honey.
What?
I'm sorry. No more eating pussy.
Baby.
Up, up,
it's
up.
Valentine's Day. I always eat your pussy on Valentine's Day.
No.
This
no,
is
no.
my... Please. This is chocolates
you
and pussy eating.
You got a bad rating with... you got a scruffy beard and that scrapes down there and you're a little rough.
Rating? Honey, you're not rating my cunnilingus, are you?
All the ladies are now.
Well, you're the only one that matters. What are you talking about exactly?
Sir, I'm not going to be able to let you... post your mail at this post office.
Why?
Because some of our employees.
Go ahead. I've had a heck of a couple of days. I can't
some
wait
of our,
to hear
some
this.
Of our employees like to get their pussy eaten.
Some of the postal employees here, to your knowledge, like to have their pussy eaten.
Who
I don't know
doesn't?
How you know that, first of all.
Everybody does.
Well, yeah, that's
because
a fair assumption.
They turn away some of the customers.
What are you talking about? Who turns away the customers? You're telling me that my reputation as a scruffy bearded pussy eater has penetrated the U.S. Postal Service employee network?
A lot of this problem is on me as a manager. I shouldn't let these women hold male customers hostage, insisting that they get their pussy
They work
eaten.
For me. They're employees of the government. My taxes pay their salary.
You know what? That's not completely true. It's a misconception. A lot of people. We actually are. We're a business like any other business.
Absolutely not.
Your taxes don't pay for it.
We pay for a large portion of it.
Why don't you shave? Why don't you shave before you eat that pussy?
Linda, he hasn't even agreed to eat your pussy. We're going to mail this man's letter.
First of all...
I'd rather have a sandpaper machine eat my pussy.
We are going to mail this letter. I'm in charge.
Yes, exactly. You will mail it.
I'm in charge.
You have no business critiquing my pussy-eating beard.
Your beard eats pussy?
The beard on my face.
See, he uses it to do all the work for him that his tongue can't do.
Wait
That's
a second.
Not true.
No,
if
wait
I
a
would
second.
Rate myself, I
do
would
you
give
put
my...
your chin down there and then just manipulate your jaw?
I will not describe.
That's an old trick.
My
Guys
technique.
Think they can get away with that.
I'm not going to describe my. Just put that mail in the box and I'll.
No,
leave.
You know what? My opinion's changed. You will. Get down on Linda. You will use your goddamn tongue and not stick your chin in her vagina.
Absolutely not.
Holy shit. It's inappropriate.
Oh, I was much more taken with that than the audience was. I couldn't stop.
I enjoy that.
I couldn't get...
If you could try your hand at any job in the world for a week... What would you be most eager or curious to try? So let's put parameters on this. So you only have to do it for a week. You're not going to give up your comedy job. And let's say you're
Will
not
Will I instantly
let's
say have skills?
Let's say you do. Well, so you get to do something with that you
like
would
Like astronaut? Is that too like cliche? Like going into
I know,
space?
That's where I went. Something
really?
Like that.
Really? Both want to go into space?
Well, something like that.
Like what something fantastic?
Jobs are terrible. I don't want to do my own job.
Ah, that's true. Jobs are terrible.
Who has a great job? You know what I've always
rock and roll, man.
I've always thought I would have enjoyed if I had the skill to do it to be a personal trainer because I like exercise, I like gyms, I like the environment. But I could do that. I don't know if that's like fantasy. I could go ahead and get some certification and then make much less money than I make and go tell people to do sit-ups.
Or maybe something that I'm not closely qualified for, like archaeologist or primatologist. Like you got to live with monkeys.
Oh, how about this? If you get the skills, it means you could have amazing physical capabilities and do a sport.
Sure, you can dunk.
Yeah, dunking is that a job to dunk?
Yeah.
Or you would have all the skill set of a basketball player.
Okay, look, you won this contest, which I think was ill-advised. I have to play you for 5 minutes in the game. Don't touch the ball. Don't talk to the players. We're going to basically play a four-man team. Yeah.
I just want to dunk once
No,
in my
you're
life.
Absolutely not. You can't – that can't – I understand you won a fantasy contest to play in an NBA game.
I just want to dunk once.
You can't – you didn't gain powers from winning this contest. You are who you are. You're a 5'8" man with a huge paunch.
We're going to kick your ass if you fuck up our game.
Just give
this
me a little
is our
boost.
Lives.
Give me a little
Let
boost.
Me ask you this. Did you play sports in high school?
No. I was a nerd.
Then no.
Why are you even doing this?
Because...
Why'd you enter the contest?
Why are you doing this?
Oh, my God.
It's 7'8".
Giant Jim Robinson. I love you, man. You're bigger than Shaq.
I'll pick you up and dunk you. If you fuck up our game for us.
I won't fuck up. I just want to...
Just don't touch the ball.
You better not touch that ball. You better not even put your hands on it, man.
Oh, my God. It's Tiny Steve Wilbur.
Don't ever call me tiny. 5'8", fat motherfucker.
You're tiny for the NBA. You're 5'10".
Fuck off.
You better not fuck up our game.
It's flamboyant Fred Wilson. I'd love your follow-through on your jumper.
I have the best wrist shot in the game.
Look, I won a contest. They made me believe that I could do whatever I wanted inside an NBA game that mattered. I just want to dunk a basketball. I'll leave. We can do it in the first 5 seconds.
Hey, buh, there's a noble wave. You can be able to...
Is that Mushmouth?
I'm one of the Cosby kids.
Hey, you better what? Not be fucking up our basketball game.
Fat Albert is real?
Hey, but Albert. Heba says
real?
Heba want to dunk.
My mind is just totally blown right now. You guys are real.
Wake up, honey. Wake up. And he gets woken up. You're having some weird Cosby NBA fantasy.
I had a crazy dream where I was on a real NBA team that was populated by Cosby characters.
Honey, I love you just the way you are.
What does it mean?
Dunk.
But what does it mean? What do you think the dream means?
It means you feel inadequate in some way.
But why were the Cosby kids
there? Wake up! Wake up, you stupid motherfucker!
What?
You tried to dunk, and we had to knock you out. And then while you were unconscious, you started talking to your
wife. I had a wife. Oh, my God, I dreamed I had a wife.
Oh, shit.
What does that mean?
Your life is so sad, you're fucking me up.
Hey, hey, hey. You don't have a wife, no way.
I don't have a wife. You my lowly motherfucker.
Oh, Mush Mouth, please, not you.
We cut to him exiting the stadium. That team ends up losing because of the guy having to play for 5 minutes.
You
hey,
suck!
Here's that fucking asshole.
Sorry.
You fucking lost the... We didn't make the playoffs because of you, asshole. Because you're fucking fantasy.
I thought it was going to be a regular season game. I don't know why they put me in a playoff game.
No, we didn't make the playoffs. Oh. What a nerd.
Didn't anybody tell you to just stand there and don't touch the ball?
I couldn't help myself.
You can't dunk.
Yeah, you can't dunk.
Can't dunk.
I could dunk on a trampoline.
Hey, hey, hey. There ain't no way you ever gonna dunk.
You mark my words. I will dunk one day.
And we cut to a montage of him getting up on a pull-up bar and like trying to stretch out his arms every morning and then measuring his arms to see if they've stretched at all.
Then we cut to him constructing an airplane that can do a parabolic dive and create zero gravity for 30 seconds.
We cut to him.
So you want me to stick a basketball hoop?
Yes, and get the Cosby kids. I have money. I want the Cosby kids in the plane, and I want them to see me dunk during that parabolic dive.
I can hire a casting director to audition live actors.
No, I want the real Cosby kids. They're out there. All of them. Especially Albert. He talks shit about me. Here.
Insane. Holy shit, that got crazy. All right, ma'am, give us a word right here up front. You up front. She's not looking at me. Give us a word to begin.
Yes. You.
Silver spoon.
Silver spoon.
That's a diner, right?
No, I think she's looking at me and thinking I look rich.
And so she thought silver spoon.
Born with a silver spoon in your mouth?
Yeah.
Do I have any silver spoon stories?
I like the one, it's not my phrase, but somebody said that Donald Trump is like the guy who was born on third base and thinks he hit a triple.
I love that, yeah.
That's a good one. Well, here, I'm going to, just because money came up, here's just something I remember with money. My mother would send me to the store. We had a store when I was a little kid, like probably 5 years old, 6 years old, and it was a neighborhood store, and she'd send me with a list and pretty much the exact money it was going to cost for it, a little bit more. And I would get the change, and then I would take a dollar bill from it, and I'd rub it in the dirt, and I'd wrinkle it up, and I'd put it through a puddle, and then I'd come home and say, on my way to go get the stuff, I had found the dollar bill. Of course, all my mother would do is look at the receipt and say, oh, it's exactly $1 short of the change I'm supposed to get. So she let me know that she knew I stole the money. And I just stonewalled her. I didn't. Ian, I know you did. I didn't. I found it. I know you stole it. And the worst, and I don't know if you've ever had your parent do this to you. Like, she used to also do this when I would say I was sick and I wasn't. She'd go, I know you're not sick. You can stay home, but know that I know you're lying. And that was what this was. She said, okay, I'm going to let you keep that dollar because I can't absolutely prove that you stole it, but you know that I know what you did. And so that was the most horrible dollar bill I ever had in my life.
Hey, man, will you help me? I gotta make a dollar for my mom to see and think I found it.
What do you mean, make a dollar so your mother thinks?
Well, make it look like it's.
So you got money that's hers. You're saying?
Yeah, I just went to the bank for change, so I got all these crisp new dollars. But I need to make it look like.
Well,
I found
if you got change, she's gonna know that it needs to be exactly what she gave you to change. Like if you changed to 20, and you got 20 singles, she's gonna expect.
Asshole, man, ask you for help.
I'm trying to save you some embarrassment. You're going to get caught.
I'll say I lost one of the dollars, and this is the one I found.
All right, I'll help you. You're going to get caught. But so what do you want me to do?
Well, I figured I'd make it muddy. That's my first plan.
All right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I thought, just think of a scenario where it couldn't possibly come from me. Like, put a little blood on it.
This is going to really worry your mother.
I'll say I found this bloody dollar. And now that won't sound like something I would have ran into, right?
Oh, boy. So what do you? How do you want me to help? You're going to make it dirty. You're not asking me for my blood, are you?
I don't know. I need some blood.
You need some blood? No, you know. No, of course not. I'm not going to give you any
blood. Come on. No. If we were going to become blood brothers, you give me some blood?
First of all, you're disreputable, so I would never be your blood brother because you'd probably kill me.
Come on, man. Little blood. Scrape your knee for me.
No!
Shit, what am I going to do, man? I should put some doo-doo on it.
Can I tell you, you're going through a lot of trouble. You're going to come back with change of a 20.
Right.
$1 short. You're going to give her $19.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to tell you coincidentally, just go ahead and keep the crisp dollar.
You think if my mom thinks I was involved in some murder or kidnapping, something like that, she's not going to be worried about the other stuff? I think I just need to find more blood.
If you can get her to believe that, please don't. But yes, I agree. If you can get her to agree to think that you've been kidnapped or were involved in a murder.
We cut to 6 hours later.
Matthew, hey, where have you been?
Hey, this is my friend Ian, and he saw me almost get murdered.
What? What?
Yeah, there were these guys with turbans, and they were
turbans
driving a tank.
Were they Sikhs?
They were driving a tank in our neighborhood. Yeah.
Oh my God!
And then they fired off their tank
later in the yard after they haven't been believed. You dummy! A tank? Terrorists don't have tanks. Is that what you're trying to say? They were terrorists. You blew it, man.
You started this because you wanted to make believe you're involved in a murder so you could steal a dollar. Get a job. Do your chores. Your mother gives you money for chores and you will never do them.
Look, we got to go back in there and you got to say you fucked up some details.
What?
That there was no tank.
Just do chores. Just earn a dollar.
We cut to back inside.
Hi.
Ian wants to admit he lied about the tank.
The
there were just guys in turbans, and they tried to murder me. They tried to pull me into a realistic car.
So there were terrorists who tried to murder you. Is that
what
you're saying?
I don't want to profile them and say they were terrorists. They could have just been Muslim madmen.
But they terrorized you.
Yes, that's much less offensive.
Well, let's follow this to its logical conclusion. I will take you boys down to Homeland Security, and you'll file a report with the government.
Good.
Can I just ask you, don't you give Matt money for doing chores?
He gets 25 cents a year.
You know what? Fuck it. There were terrorists.
Great.
And you know what?
Oh, my. Made me laugh. Okay, let's see if we have some more questions. I like the questions. And there we go.
Do these questions come in, like, now?
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah. They're coming in live. Cool. And I didn't get any. I just got more words. So I'm going to go back to the audience. Give us a word to discuss. Any word.
Hitchhiking.
Hitchhiking. Oh, I got lots of hitchhiking stories.
Okay, you got a good one? Okay.
I had a girlfriend who went to Europe to hitchhike across Europe. And we kind of broke up. Do you guys remember Amy?
I do.
And because she didn't know when she was going to come back. And I was like, oh, boy. Well, all right. See you later. And she, because it could have been a couple of years or 3 months. She's like, I'm just going to take all my money I'm saved and hitchhike. So eventually she asked me to come over there and join her for a couple of weeks. And I was like, okay, are we going to be hitchhiking? Because I just wasn't into that. I just couldn't see that in my head. And we get over there, and I'd never been to Europe before at all. And where were we? I think Belgium or something. And the first day we're hitchhiking, we hitchhike for an hour. We're sitting in this just fucking Texaco. Just fucking 2 hours go by, 3 hours go by, trying to hitch. No one picking us up. 4 hours, 5 hours, a half day, three quarters of the day. And I'm in my head going, I don't want to fucking hitchhike across Europe if all I'm doing is sitting in a gas station. I have money to buy
a train ticket. Huh?
If it was just her, she would have gotten a ride.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, we got rides, but it took way too long to get rides, so it just ruined my trip. But one time, we got into this guy's car, and it was barely a car. I remember getting inside, and there was barely anything to the inside. Like, all the shit had been taken out of the inside to make it lighter or something. And this guy didn't, whatever language this guy spoke, neither one of us knew it. And he started going over 100 miles an hour, and it was freaking me out. You could hear everything because this crazy, barely anything there car rattling along. And we started a couple miles down the highway. We're yelling at the guy, pull over. We don't want to ride anymore. Dude, pull over, pull over. Just screaming at him. That's my story.
Hey, you need a ride?
Yeah, thanks, man. We've been waiting all day.
Come on in. Everybody's welcome in the Deathmobile.
The what?
I kid. I call it the Deathmobile because it's kind of a shitty car.
Okay, we're just going up to the next exit. We're going to
Let's
the...
Let's go in the next car. Hey, how you doing, little lady?
Hi.
Now, I'm going to need a little help from you.
What's that? What do you mean?
Well, the gas pedal has chopsticks. Like connected from the pedal to down below whatever's in there because the regular part broke away.
Mm-hmm. The cable?
Now I don't know what it is, but if a chopstick breaks, I need you to real quick get me one because I ate a shit ton of Chinese food. Get me one of those chopsticks out of the glove compartment and quick get it under there because otherwise we're going to lose
gas. Can you pull over? I don't think we want to
do
this.
Nah, we're good. The deal with pulling over is it takes a while because like the brakes aren't, they're not regular brakes.
What are they? They're not
They're
chopsticks.
Flintstone brakes.
Your feet touch the pavement?
Not my feet. I put on some sneakers that I covered with asphalt, like blacktop. And then I hang those through this hole in the floorboard. And I take the gas off, of course, because otherwise you're futile. You're fighting. I'm not stronger than an engine. I'm not an idiot. So I take my foot off the gas.
No one said you're an idiot. Give
it, well, they better not, because I got a shotgun in the back.
Oh, boy.
I was treated badly when I was a kid, and now I'm vengeful when someone's a shithead to me. I fucking kill them.
Well, we're just going up to this next intersection, I think.
Right, just the next intersection.
Just the next intersection.
I don't have enough time to get the Flintstone foot on, so we're not going to have to blow through that.
Oh, you just went through a red light.
Yeah, because I can't brake. All right.
Use your Flintstone feet.
Use your Flintstone feet.
All right. I need you to tear up those floorboards for me.
What?
Just rip up so I don't have to reach down. I'll reach down then, but I can't see the road.
The road.
I got it. Okay, then do it.
Okay, here.
You do what I say, bitch.
Oh,
okay,
no.
That is uncalled.
No.
I was just playing, trying to make you scared.
We're already scared.
Don't worry about it. It's all good.
You have a death wish.
No, I don't.
You drive a car that implies you have a death wish.
You said Deathmobile, isn't it?
It is called the Deathmobile as a joke. But it's not really a place to die.
And we cut to this guy trying to sell us to a used car salesman. I don't know, buddy. You wrote Deathmobile on the side of it.
Well, it's ironic. It's
People
actually,
like ironic t-shirts, not ironic cars.
Look, I'm letting you in at the basement level of what will eventually be a vintage car. Right now, it's a hunk of shit. 30 years from now, it's going to be something special. These lines will be seldom seen, and you'll be able to make $1 million.
Buddy, you got to get this off our lot right now, okay?
Well, I can't.
Whoa. Put down the shotgun, my friend.
Look, this is only to threaten you. Don't worry.
I know. That's what I thought.
Don't worry.
Was.
I'm telling you. It's weird how this works because when someone's got a shotgun pointed at you, they're still scared. But here's the deal. I will never use it. It's only a threat. Whoa, shit. That wasn't me using it. That was me making a mistake.
We see a boy with a dollar run up and put the dollar in the blood and run off.
Yoo-hoo.
Hey, you owe me 10% of that. I know that scam, little kid.
And scene. How do we make the... How do we do that? Okay, give us another word there in the back. No? Okay, in the side. What'd you say?
Parachute.
Parachute.
I have parachuted. So there should be a story there. There's a little bit of a story there. I static line parachuted.
How old were you?
Oh, boy, I was in my now. It's my early 20s. It's so long ago.
Brave.
But my girlfriend and I went and did it. And you get a little class real quick. No, it's actually not real quick. It takes quite a while, but you don't remember anything once you get up there because it's terrifying. And so the way they load up the plane is the middleweight guy goes, is the one that ends up going out first, which I didn't know. And when I got up there, when they opened the door, the wind just comes, it's crazy, you know, it's just like rushing at you. And I slammed my knee up against the door because I was desperate not to fall out, which is ironic because I'm about to jump out. And so the way you do it is you put your hands on the strut of the wing, mm-hmm. and then you swing your legs out, and then you're getting blown back. So you're flying like Superman, and then you release. And here's where I did everything wrong. You're supposed to arch. I didn't arch. You're supposed to look up and make sure your chute has deployed properly. I did not do that. And I did notice at a certain point that I was all wound. It's not a big deal. You're all wound up. They told you what to do. You just pull it, and it unwinds. And then you can pull. They have toggles. They're not round parachutes anymore. They're all those rectangles. And by pulling a toggle, you start to spin. So I pulled one toggle for a long time and corkscrewed down. But you go down much faster that way. So by the time I looked at my altimeter, I was – the picture – they showed you a picture. At this height, it should look like this. I look at my altimeter, and I'm all screwed up. I'm like, okay, so I'm not landing on the field. That's not happening. So – and they tell you this thing, how to like make your body skinny if you're going past stuff you might run into. So I made my body skinny because I had to go by trees and telephone poles and stuff.
Oh, my God.
And then went and landed in a field next to the airport and had to get my parachute all together and then walk through this plowed field. And by the way, other guys were going – because you flare at the end, which allows you to just run and hit the ground on your feet. Other guys were hitting this target in the middle. I not only didn't hit the target, I didn't hit the field. That's my parachuting story.
What are you doing in my field?
Oh, sorry. This is my parachute. I overshot my target.
This ain't the airport.
No, I know.
You stealing corn?
No, where's the closest? There's an airport out here. What's the closest airport?
Oh, I know. Believe me, I know.
Am I far from it? I never...
It's down the road a couple of miles, but you got to get out of my cornfield.
Okay, I'll just...
Hey, Daddy, another one of those dudes parachuting on a field to steal corn?
Yeah.
Sorry. Hi.
You better empty out your pockets, boy.
You must think we're real stupid.
I don't know that I was...
Empty out your pockets, boy.
You thought you could get some free corn.
I don't know. Look at me. I'm scraped up. I was dragged by the parachute. Please, here, my pockets are empty. There might be corn.
Oh, yeah, just like our little one came home today, had a dollar all scraped up, and that was an excuse.
Look, there might be corn.
Why does everybody think being scraped up and dirty is going to be a smokescreen for nefarious behavior?
Look at me.
The world don't work that way, dipshit.
Look at me. It looks
like I got... Strip down, boy, and make sure you don't
take it off, everything.
Everything.
And you're going to spread that asshole for us, because I've had people keister my corn before.
I did not keister any corn. Look.
Okay. Lift up the nuts in case you got a small cob of corn under there. Lift up your nuts!
Now squeal like a pig.
That has nothing to do with corn.
Pigs love corn.
So what does that mean? Why would I squeal like a pig? I still don't understand that part.
Because you could be.
A pig?
It's a slim possibility.
A talking pig.
What if some pig got radiated and he had little baby pigs and there's been a whole bunch of talking pigs just gathering, just like Animal Farm. You ever read that one?
I read it.
I think it's written by Tom Stomper.
I read it. I think George Orwell.
Yeah, you shut your mouth,
you
city
shut
boy.
Your mouth.
You don't tell me who
stupid.
Wrote what. Go ahead. Okay. You go to Playwright Festival if you want to be an expert about Tom Stoppard.
Yeah, don't,
shithead.
Don't tell us who wrote what. This ain't 1984.
I didn't steal any corn. Can I please put my clothes on?
Hold on. You got a little bit of a hang on your boobs there. Lift them up. Make sure there's no skinny corns under there. Lift them up.
Lift them up.
All right. All right. Look, you're a shitty corn thief, aren't you, asshole?
I'm not a corn thief.
Hold on, son. Maybe we're a little bit harsh, and he just parachuted in here and didn't try to steal some corn.
Why would someone travel the middle of nowhere to steal a few ears of corn? It's not financially
sound. If you did, then we've treated you awfully.
You know what? You know what? You can have some corn.
I don't like corn. Thank you.
Oh, you don't want some of our corn? What's the matter? You only like supermarket corn? You know, supermarket corn starts off as farm corn, asshole.
Yeah, you dick. You trying to disrespect our corn?
I've never liked corn.
My wife cooks dinner for me so I can come out here and farm corn. Are you saying my wife's wasting her fucking time?
No.
Bend over and spread your asshole.
I'm starting to suspect you got some corn after all.
I already did that part.
Show me your asshole!
There. Take a picture so you remember it.
You know what? I am going to take a picture.
And they did.
And you're going to regret it because I got a whole shit ton of followers on my Instagram.
And the picture was taken. And it was put up on the family mantle above the fireplace. And generations of that family moved on. And that picture, that man's open spread asshole, was for some reason spread was handed down from generation to generation until one day a little grandkid's asking, "Pappy, why do we have this picture of man spread asshole?"
I don't rightly now the story's been passed down and it may lost something in the generations, but apparently a man tried to steal a parachute from a supermarket in the produce section. And I suppose we must have been having rough times in our farming family because one of our boys was working in the aisle and he made this man bend over and show his asshole. The asshole you see up in that photo.
Oh. Grandpappy, we need more crystals to light the barn.
And seed, folks. Before we do our last scene, I want to thank Audible with more than 180,000 audiobooks, guys.
That's I use Audible.
You do? What have you heard?
I'm listening to H.P. Lovecraft stories, and I'm Monster Hunter. I've listened to Audible, the Dresden Files, everything. I listen to Audible.
That's all on there. And guys, yeah. audiblepodcast.com/improv, and you will get something, a free audiobook today. audiblepodcast.com/improv. What else? Give us some other. What else can we get on there?
Audible?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll talk about Audible some more. It changes. Josie's reminding me, my daughter's here. Mm-hmm. We've recently been listening to, which we should listen to on the drive home. We haven't listened to it for a while. What's the dude's name? Daniel Bryan. He's a wrestler, and he's a little small guy. It looks like he shouldn't be a pro
wrestler.
This is
on Audible?
Yeah. It's his book called Yes, right? Is it called Yes? Because that's his thing. He puts his two fingers up in the air and goes, yes, yes, yes. So I'm
Is he a good guy or a bad guy? Sounds like a good guy.
He's a very good guy, kind of ridiculously so. And he has an insane smile, which he doesn't mean to be insane, but it looks crazy when he smiles.
Is it an app? Is that what you need on your phone? You just plug it in?
Well, like
phone?
When I do the music thing on my iPhone, then it's if I do more, it does things other than music, and it has Audible right there. And I do Audible, and it has all the books I have on Audible. I pick the book I
this
want.
It's the best ad they've ever had on the podcast, frankly.
Yeah, it's funny. I've always wished that if I had to advertise something, I liked it.
Yeah.
And I've like Audible.
We all like Audible, but that's always why I want Starbucks and Ben & Jerry's to approach me. And that's not happening.
Yeah, right? The one thing I've wanted to advertise forever is wet wipes for your ass. Because I'm such a huge fan. I feel like it's very underrepresented.
We cut to the ad office that represents wet wipes. And normally we keep this on staff, but there's this guy Ian Roberts that's been contacting us over. Okay, he's at. Okay, well, come on in.
Hey, sure. How you doing, guys?
Oh, hi.
I'm a huge fan. This is for real.
I'm sorry, sir. He just walked back. I'm sorry.
Well, you don't need to apologize. They're going to be happy to hear this.
Who are you again?
It's okay, Sheila.
I'm Ian Roberts.
How would I know you?
You would never met. I'm an unsuccessful actor. I'm a low level actor. But okay. Here's the deal. What I lack in name recognition and you know notoriety, I think I make up for in the enthusiasm I have for the product that your company helps with their advertising.
Well, let's hear this guy out. Now, all right. What do you have to say about wet wipes people don't have?
Well, how about this? I spent my whole life thinking when I was done wiping my ass, it was clean. And then when I got wet wipes, I realized there was still shit on my ass. And I can't tell you how much I feel fantastic knowing that I'm so much cleaner.
Sir, you don't have to get up on the table when you tell us.
Yeah, you don't need to demonstrate.
It's something I think, I'm really surprised that it's, because I go to people's houses and they don't have wet wipes.
Right.
And I just know that they have filthy, that I'm sitting with people who have filthy asses. Well, and maybe the whole world should be using this product. Why aren't we using it? It's available to be, don't, it's crazy. We wash our hands.
Well, in truth, we haven't cracked the advertising of our product.
Just be honest. Don't be clever.
Well, what you said, and you keep going on, and ads can't go on and on. They have to be pithy. They have to have, you say this in a short amount of words?
This is your ass. Look, so here's someone that thinks they have a clean ass.
Wait, are you asking our ads to show pictures of assholes?
Maybe, I don't know. You could just, how about this? Just show, have the person do their final wipe. We film from the waist up. They hold up the paper looks clean.
Oh, well,
there's no shit coming off on the paper.
Okay.
From the waist up.
Okay.
You can do this.
I have a board of directors meeting.
And then you talk to them like a man on the street. And they're like, oh, what are you doing in my stall? And look, do you think that your bottom is clean right now? And the person says, yeah, of course it is. And then you say, here, try this. And they go, and then they're going to do that testimonial kind of thing. They go, oh, my God, I always thought my ass was clean after using
this.
Are
we showing
paper.
The filth that is still on there on the new one?
I think you should, yeah. I think just be honest. Just show what's going on.
This is somewhere between like Folgers and those old denture commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You soak them in a glass?
Yeah, somewhere between the two of those.
It's the thing, yeah. And the person like, oh, and they're just, their mind is blown.
So do you
want to
really
so
do
happy.
like the Folgers, like a hidden camera and really get someone in the stall?
I don't know, that might be silly, but it would be good. It'd be really good if you knew it was real. You knew
You'd
that
like
we
to
did.
Try it. We'd like to try this with hidden. So we cut to them doing the first
to an airport bathroom.
Hidden camera sting.
Ian Roberts with a self-mounted camera and microphone and a packet of wet wipes. Knocking on a stall.
Right, just shoot up under that sword. Asking if his asshole's clean.
So we see that I worm under the door while someone's
get the fuck out of here.
Hey, sir, let me just ask you.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm in here.
Get away from me.
I'm in here because I heard
get away from me.
I heard you stop rolling toilet paper.
Ow. He slammed the toilet on his
ow. Ow. Please. You'll see where this is
get
going.
Get the fuck away
it's
from
not
me.
What it seems.
I'm calling airport police.
Stop it.
Get away from me.
Just let me finish.
No. That guy walks away. Okay, that one did not go well. Do you want to try again?
I need some paper towel. I'm bleeding.
Here, take this wet wipe.
Okay. That's the used one.
And scene, folks. It's been Improv for Humans. Matt Walsh, Ian Roberts, thank you to the LA Podfest for hosting us. Keep being human. This is Improv for Humans. You can get it for free on Earwolf. If you forget what it's called, go to mattbesser.com. I'll tell you all about it. See ya. Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Be a good human. Rate us on iTunes. Buy an Improv for Humans t-shirt at the Earwolf store. Make a donation. Buy one of Besser's stand-up albums at mattbesser.com or the UCB Comedy Improvisation Manual. Support Dragoon, the Improv for Humans house band. Buy their album at dragoongalaxy.bandcamp.com. You need to be an active human to support the best podcast in the universe. Submit a video suggestion for Crap on YouTube on the Earwolf forums. Follow at Matt Besser to submit your Twitter suggestions. Don't be a noob, be a human.
Hello, hi. Have you found yourself watching the film Aliens and wondering, what is Arcturian Poontang? Did you know that line was improvised by the actor Rico Ross? Or that the bus from Speed jumped over a real freeway gap with real terrified actors inside? Or maybe it didn't. I don't know. But I do know this. I'm Matt Gourley. And if you listen to my podcast, I Was There Too, you wouldn't ask these questions because you would already know the answers. On each episode of I Was There Too, I talk to a different actor who had a small role in some of film and television's most iconic scenes. They share stories about improvising with Robin Williams, dancing with Michael Jackson, getting screamed at by Samuel L. Jackson, and all Jackson-related stories. In clips like these.
I got to rewrite at midnight one of those Deadwood monologues that's like
a paragraph and a half long in backward Shakespeare, and the AD called me up and said, David wants to shoot this first thing in the morning. So we're talking, you know, 5:30 a.m., and right now it's midnight. Like, okay, do I not sleep and hope that I'm able to perform this in the morning? Or are we going to get there in the morning and we're going to do it and David is going to say, you know, let me rewrite it again, and I should just blow it off and sleep? What I ended up doing was I began crying.
For more like that, listen to I Was There Too Today on wolfpop.com or the Howl app or the podcast app of your choice. It's America. I'll see you all there in my mind's eye. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the Improv Fantasy Podcast, Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor.
Eight nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You want to see my collection of men corpses and one woman?
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins is crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! Ruler of the Eighth Circle.
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.